Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to talk about today, everybody. As I'm sure you're well aware if you watched the NXT show last night, I know everybody is fixing to hear me go crazy. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. What a teaser for the next segment here on the program. But we got a lot to get into besides last night's NXT finish. Tonight it's AEW. They're unopposed on a Wednesday night. Although I guess we'll find out. The plan was for NXT to run their replay of last night's show on Sci-Fi. It's possible it may air in the USA Network slot as well. I'm not actually sure at this exact moment, but AEW is running with a first-run unopposed show tonight. It is their go-home show for the pay-per-view this weekend, so we'll give you the lineup for that. We got the ratings for Raw on Monday. Yesterday, we had a fella call in, and his job was to defend Raw. What did you like about Raw? Tell me why I'm wrong. He did a fine job. What did everybody else think? Well, we'll tell you in the Raw ratings here today. Gabe Sapolsky has retired from booking and promoting independent wrestling. He issued a statement here today with a final look at his stats as an indie promoter. And I know there's a lot of people, I've read all sorts of people that have said negative things about Gabe Sapolsky for this reason or that reason, but Gabe Sapolsky was a very, very, very influential independent promoter, especially with the early days of Ring of Honor. And my God, if you watch NXT today, I mean, NXT today is basically Ring of Honor in the early 2000s. Matches and big moves and anyway, we could talk about that here today, plus his statement. And we've also got some notes on Renee Young. There's a new Impact World Champion, Eric Young, champion of Impact. Lots of thoughts on NXT last night. And in my highlight of the day, final segment of the show, we're going to be joined by the Darewolf himself, PJ Black. It's going to be very interesting. I guarantee that. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get your bets down. There's only one five-star sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? BetUS is the pioneer in online betting. With more than 25 years in the biz, you need a sports book with integrity and longevity. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today, 1-800-MY-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS, and they'll walk you through getting started.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. People salivating about this NXT review I'm about to give right here. I don't want to disappoint everybody, but I'm just going to cut to the chase. I was told the finish of this match last week before it was taped. And, of course, I was told before it was taped, so there was that part of me all week that, no, there's no way. But I knew what the finish was going to be. I was like 99% sure I knew what it was going to be. So I've had a week to get over it. And When I read yesterday that the spoilers were out, and then like everybody was arguing about whether they were real spoilers or not, I was like, man, they actually did it. They actually did it. So, dude, I was prepared for this for 7 days. So I watched it, I knew what was coming, and then that was it. Like, if I would have been watching this show live, if this would have been a live show, and they would have had me sit through a one-hour match only for a tie, yeah, I probably wouldn't even be able to do the show today. But I was prepared for it. And so I don't have the passion today. Now, I will say this. I got a few things to say about this. I guess we can start with this. Yesterday, when we were reviewing the show, I was going over the card, and I did not know the finish. I did not know the finish to Breezango and Swerve Scott versus Legado del Fantasma. But I did predict on this show yesterday exactly what that finish was going to be. I said Swerve Scott is going to pin Fantasma. Now, why did I predict that? Well, because it was the most preposterous thing that they could have done. It was the thing that made the least amount of sense. Because if you recall, they did this match on TV a couple of weeks ago, and Tyler Breeze got pinned. So, Tyler Breeze gets pinned. Breezango immediately gets put into a tag team number one contenders match. They win, and then they go on to win the tag team titles. It was ridiculous. But as I explained, there were extenuating circumstances. They realized that they were losing the tag team champions, and they had to get the belts off of them, and they'd already taped. So, that's why that happened, okay? But The Swerve Scott thing, where Swerve Scott's team loses, this leads to him getting a title match for the singles title. He loses the title match, and then they book the six-man again, and I was like, well, of course he's going to win, because that's the most nonsensical thing, and of course that's exactly what happened. So yesterday on the board, when people were talking about the spoilers, I did go on there and I said, this finish tonight is par for the course of late in NXT, and it's true. I understand that this was a Tuesday show, it was a different day, and they felt that they needed to do something really big to get you watching on Tuesday. And I understand that last week they were under the impression that there would be another week where they would be preempted on Wednesday, which I actually don't know if they're preempted on Wednesday next week. I don't think they are. I think they could run Wednesdays if they wanted to. But anyway, they were going to have 2 weeks of Super Tuesday. And so they figured, well, we'll do the big match, we'll have an indecisive finish, and we'll do the actual championship match on the following Super Tuesday. Because we need people to be watching those shows, we need a hook, we need something to get people to watch on Tuesday because it's not the normal night. And when you think about it, that's great. I mean, that's a smart idea to try to have a big match 2 weeks in a row for shows that are out of their normal time slot. But here's the problem. This booking is so week to week, it's so short-sighted, that when they found out that they were going to be on Tuesday 2 weeks in a row, the only thing that they could come up with was, well, we need an indecisive finish in a one-hour Iron Man match, and then we'll give people the title match. That's all they had. Now, I know people hate comparisons to AEW, but when AEW had Fyter Fest coming up, which was a two-night show, if you recall correctly, Fyter Fest was going up against the Great American Bash. Do you remember the cards that we had for the Fyter Fest and the Great American Bash going into them? Well, before that 2 weeks even started, we had a full card for the first night of Fyter Fest, and we had basically a full card for the second night of Fyter Fest. What did we have for NXT? Well, we had like two matches for NXT, and we had zero matches for week two, because it was week-to-week booking. They couldn't even get you a card for the second week. So my point is, if there was foresight put into this booking, if they weren't constantly sitting there and reacting to what was going on with AEW and competition, and if they weren't constantly reacting, they could just do nice long-term booking, and they would have something for this week, and they would have something for next week, and they wouldn't have to do what they did. Because let me tell you something. Do you know how ballsy it is to advertise a 60-minute four-way Iron Man match for the NXT title and make your audience on an unopposed night sit there and watch for an hour only to not give them a finish and rush off the air? Do you know how ballsy that is? And it's not ballsy in a good way. It's madness. As I said, I was prepared for it. But you know what? A lot of people weren't prepared for it. And they were promised something, and they were given something that, by the way, yesterday I saw a list of recent WWE Iron Man matches, going back quite a ways, actually. And there have been four or five draws in Iron Man matches. And in pretty much every last single one of them, you immediately do sudden death, and then you give the fans what they paid for. But NXT, and this is partially in storyline, William Regal is a completely incompetent GM. William Regal signed a four-way Iron Man match, apparently in storyline, not even considering the fact that with four guys, you could get a tie. And then he started the match at 59 minutes after the top of the first hour, so you'd have exactly enough time to run the match without an overtime. That's what this guy did in storyline. In storyline, it's incompetent, and for fans watching at home, they think that the company screwed them. Now, I would like to very quickly put over all four guys in that match. I mean, as I talked about on a show a couple of days ago, you know, they showed up on Tuesday thinking they're just coming to tape a couple of days of television. And all of a sudden they're told tomorrow, not next week, not at the next takeover, tomorrow you guys are going to wrestle nonstop for an hour in front of nothing but the Performance Center students. I'll bet they were thrilled. But they did it. They went out there and they worked their asses off. And if you looked at Johnny Gargano's Twitter yesterday, I think every single one of them knew, man, we're going to work our ass off for a match that people are going to be really mad about afterwards. That's what these four poor guys went into the ring knowing. The fans are going to be really mad, even though we busted our asses for an hour. So I do want to put them over. Every single one of them was great. Every single one of them looked good in the match. The work technically was fantastic for an hour, but unfortunately, as usual, all of their hard work has been overshadowed by fans upset about the finish, and the fans have every right to be upset about devoting an hour of their time to an Iron Man where they're promised a new champion and then they don't get it. There you go.
A very 1986 feeling there. The Crockett Promotions or Bill Watts. You know, you start the matchup, the big match everybody wants to see at 45 minutes past the hour, and then David Crockett can't believe it. Tony, we're out of time. And there was a little bit of a feeling like that, although because of the era we're in and because of how fans are conditioned. Yeah, as soon as I started hearing that people were finding out about spoilers and getting very upset, it was pretty obvious that something bad was going to happen for a lot of those viewers.
All right, we'll get more from Mike after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Twitch.tv/F4WVO. And not just the mighty, but the mightier. 1090 AM across all of SoCal. The Darewolf PJ Black will join us in the next segment. Mike, anything you want to add before I go to the Raw ratings?
Not really, no, other than I did like the way that they got to the tie. You know, I thought the last, you know, couple minutes of that match, I mean, it was really good. And I want to echo what you said about the talent themselves, because everybody kind of jumped on Johnny Gargano. And I know that, you know, he took the wrong tact with his tweet and made it sound like, you know, fans were whining or anything like that. But you got to think of the position they were in, too, knowing they put on a banger for an hour. And then, you know, the result, what can you do? You know, that's out of their hands. They did what they needed to do. And it was really fun. Again, like you said, very ballsy to do something like that. The only thing, I'm surprised you're taking a victory lap about the call about Swerve Scott, just because, I mean, why should anybody be surprised about that? That should be a, whether you like it or not, that's always out there for WWE when they do something. They start feuds with gimmick matches, with stipulation matches. They start feuds with the champion beating the challenger that they then go on and face for three more months or whatever. It's like, you know, they do this stuff all the time where it's unfortunate, but you have to look at the possibilities of when you have a match result that that's going to be something that they do.
Second Raw in the Thunderdome, going against strong sports competition, 1.9 million viewers, 0.58 in 18 to 49, down 7% in viewers, 13% in 18 to 49 from last week's Raw, which was a post-SummerSlam show and the first show in the Thunderdome. The number's still above what the show was doing during most of the pandemic. They're still well below pre-pandemic numbers. Raw went head-to-head with the NBA, 2.39 million viewers, 0.9649, 2.84 million and 1.19 in 18-49 for the game against the last 90 minutes of Raw. Big story was a 19% first to third hour drop, which means that everybody tuned in to see the payback aftermath. They stuck around for a little while, and then they left in droves. So for our caller yesterday, the good wrestling matches did not keep people, because it's 3 hours and there's a lot of stuff that ain't wrestling on that show. Or people are just sick of the commercials and the way they place them in the middle of the matches, like I am. First and third hour drops. And if you want me to rant about something, I'll rant about this. People always get mad at me for being critical of WWE, okay? And yes, it's my job to be radio show host, podcast host. But you know what I am, and I've been for like 35 years now, is a fan of professional wrestling. I was a fan of professional wrestling. I've been a fan of professional wrestling my whole life. You show me good pro wrestling today at 45 years old, I'm as happy as a clam, okay? So when I watch these shows and they do an hour of entrances and then they ring that bell and they go 1 minute, and they go right to a commercial break, I get so angry as a fan. Then they come back, and they do a little bit of wrestling. And then Dominic Mysterio will make a huge comeback, and he'll be in the air in the middle of a dive, and they go to commercial. And as a fan, I sit there and I go, why am I watching this? If this were not my job, I'd quit right now. I can't take these commercial breaks. I can't even enjoy the professional wrestling because of where they put these commercial breaks. largely out of fear that people are going to turn the channel. But the irony is, the positioning of the brakes makes me want to turn the channel. Just let me watch my wrestling matches, for the love of God. Anyway.
Well, hold on. Before you go on, I'll just throw in an example of that last night that drove me nuts. This is a show, as you mentioned, that was taped last week. So if there were any botches or anything like that, they could be easily cleaned up and edited out. Legado de Fantasma does a triple Van Damminator into the corner. They do that during the commercial break.
The commercial break.
That's the only
thing
I'll add.
I know that they want to do stuff during the break, so you stick around and watch commercial and the picture-in-picture during the commercial. Dude, I ain't watching picture-in-picture. I'm not. Maybe everybody else is. If you're watching picture-in-picture and you love seeing a Van Terminator or whatever during the commercial break and that tiny screen in the top upper left-hand side, you knock yourself out. I ain't watching picture-in-picture. Anyway. So we had 2.1 million first hour, 1.88 million in the third hour. That is a huge first to second hour drop. And then 1.88 to 1.70 in the third hour. And that's it. That's a raw number, everybody. I just want to watch my wrestling. Is that asking too much? Like, I know some people hate me, but honestly, am I such a bad guy? Because I just want to watch some wrestling without a commercial in the middle of a hot tag, without a commercial in the middle of the heel getting the heat. Am I a bad guy for wanting to see the action and not Keith Lee laying on the mat with Dolph Ziggler putting him in a hold, but I missed the exciting part? Am I a bad guy for that? I honestly don't feel like I am. If I am, I'm sorry. I just want to watch my wrestling. That's it.
I always like it when the tables are turned somehow during the break and the protagonist is all of a sudden sucked into a chin lock. You know, they come back from break and it's a rear chin lock, or they come back from break and it's a headlock or something. It's like, you know, I don't know. The structure of these things, as you mentioned, is just, it's crazy. But this is how they do things. Again, it's like talking about Swerve with the match. You know, why they make these decisions and why they go directly opposed to what has worked in pro wrestling and what did for years, other than they just never liked what they were. I don't know. You know, just because you put your spin on it doesn't mean it's correct.
And I want to talk about this as well. I do not know. Listen very carefully. I don't know if this is true, but I want to address this rumor because it's all over the place today. Anything to the rumor of USA possibly moving NXT to Tuesdays permanently? I have to talk about this because I want to make something very clear. If you look at the NXT number unopposed, no AEW, okay? And you look at the AEW number on Saturday, and I would presume if you look at the AEW number tonight with no first-run NXT opposing it, it is abundantly clear. I mean, this can't even be argued. If these shows weren't going head-to-head, they both would be doing better. I mean, is that an arguable statement or is that an inarguable fact? I think that's an inarguable fact.
Inarguable fact.
Okay. So, to me, as somebody who wants to see the wrestling business thrive, these shows ideally should not be head-to-head. Now, last night, NXT did their Super Tuesday. And there was, I watched SmackDown on Friday night. And I think it was Friday night, whatever day it was. But anyway, Sunday comes and I've got a Payback show to watch. And then I watched the New Japan Strong show. And then Monday was three more hours of Raw. My point of all of this is, When it was Tuesday night and I finished that Brian and Vinny show, and now it was time to watch NXT. And granted, I already knew the spoilers for the main event, but I was like, man, dude, I'm not ready to watch another 2 hours of wrestling. I really am not ready. I need that break between Raw and Wednesday night. And yes, it's hard to watch NXT. It's 4 hours of wrestling on Wednesday nights, but you know what? I watch them back to back, and I had a day off of watching WWE in between. But as much as I think that these two shows need to not go head-to-head for the good of this business, dude, NXT on Tuesdays, I don't see this ending well. I really don't. And this is a fan of NXT, although not the booking of late. I don't see this ending well. I see this as being just... And you know what? We have seen as well, when NXT TakeOver, when they have a TakeOver on Saturday, a pay-per-view on Sunday, and a Raw on Monday, those weeks when they have those three things in a row, Raw never gets a post-pay-per-view bump. It hasn't happened in months and months and months. Because for a lot of fans, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is too much. So if you start making this permanent on pay-per-view weekends, it's Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that Tuesday show's going to suffer. You there, Mike? You want to add anything?
Can I? I guess but before I have to hold my thoughts here, here's what I'll add is... go ahead.
Add something quick. Now's your chance. Before the Darewolf shows up.
I was excited about the fact that, you know, it was invigorating. We were going to get kind of a Wednesday night battle. And living through the Attitude Era, you know, it was kind of like, okay, we got something here. But as the numbers have fleshed out, it's probably better. I don't think it's that bad if they move to Tuesday. I think it would be a lateral move at worst. I really do. I don't think they're going to lose anything in that. And I think it probably only helps AEW. The reality is when you look at the numbers, this didn't push a ton of people into becoming new wrestling fans, at least not yet. You know, we're seeing basically the same combined total for those two shows together, equaling out what either Raw or usually not what SmackDown does, but usually now what Raw does, and a little less than that. Maybe we've seen what they've done battling head-to-head now for I don't know how many months. Maybe it's time to set them to the side. This is not the old Attitude Era or anything else. People can easily DVR, watch the shows on demand when they need to. There's no real reason to have that battle anymore.
Back in a moment with the Dare Wolf, PJ Black, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there. So, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by the Darewolf, PJ Black. PJ, how are you doing today?